believe it. I've got this funny feeling, and I know it's kind of grieving. So, why don't make me cry? Why don't make me cry? You made me a promise that this love will last forever.
She had a very Hello, hello, hello. You are listening to CITR 101.9. We're at UBC here today, and I am Lucy, volunteer coordinator for CITR Student Exec, and I am here with my volunteers. Say hi, guys.
Hi.
So they sound really excited to be here. So every Wednesday, I put on a volunteer drop-in, and I have a bunch of very dedicated volunteers who come by almost every single week. Woo-hoo. So yeah, I'm proud of them. And so they agreed to come with me and hang out here in the studio as we, you know, joke around and have some shenanigans. Shenanigans are good. So you guys are listening to right now is 24 Hours of Student Power, all student broadcasters and student groups for 24 hours. I think it's actually 22 hours, to be honest. I think we cut some couple hours later in the day, but still 22 hours, pretty good, pretty good. Okay, so I'm Lucy, and my favorite artist. So we're all going to go around and say our name and our favorite local or Canadian artist. Well, that was just Said the Whale with I Love You, so I'm going to just put it out there. I'm a big fan of Said the Whale, so I'm Lucy, and I like Said the Whale. Let's
go on the side. I'm Lindsay, and my favorite local artist, I quite like the Zolas.
Nice.
I'm Natalie, and my favorite Canadian artist by far is definitely the Born Ruffians from Ontario.
Nice.
I'm Maddie, and my favorite artist from Vancouver, or band, is The River and the Road.
Nice. My name is Ola. I'm from Nigeria, so I'm not sure if it's really famous, but I like Dead Ghosts. I'm sure they're local and
yeah.
Canadian. So
they played our Live at Lunch, and I emceed for them and like talked to them. They have a lot of highly inappropriate stories to tell. they're cool guys though. Okay, awesome. And so you're gonna introduce our next song?
Yeah, and it's gonna be the Zolas with Escape Artist.
Awesome.
And after that, we're gonna have Good for Grapes with London Fog.
Perfect. Thanks so much, guys.
My alter ego, he's an escape artist. He's only truly happy when he's under arrest. Oh, how he handsome, scheduled to hang to death. He's only truly happy at the precipice. He's like a mirror, he sticks into our ears. A stethoscope to the chest of the vacant years. I can't escape the chair, I'm feel
outside was colder, and I was 10 years older. I might have held your hand if only I were a successful business owner. I'd put a ring on you then. On the hills that behold us.
And once again, that was Good for Grapes with London Fog. And before that, that was Zola's with Escape Artist. So within the last, 6 minutes, we've had two volunteers join us. So they're just going to introduce themselves right about now.
Hi, I'm Jane.
I'm Christine.
And can you guys tell us your favorite local artist or Canadian artist?
I think my favorite local artist right now, or Canadian artist, is We Are the City.
Nice.
I'm a big fan of the Ivory Hours.
Ivory Hours, nice. Okay, so there's seven of us in the studio now, so it's getting cozy. And we're just going to do some shameless I'm going to do some shameless advertising right now, and the guys are going to talk about what we do on Volunteer Wednesdays. So someone take the head on this.
So we do a lot of things like making buttons, which is tons of fun. And we kind of like help out around the station with things that need to be done, like inputting information about new artists that we've received CDs from, and new volunteers.
Yeah, I spent 25 minutes putting away CDs. There's 10,000 CDs that I need to fit them into, so...
We organize a lot of things.
So you guys are making it sound like so much fun.
It's not good.
But it is lots of fun because we like hang out.
And listen to music. What have we listened to? Last week we did a review or something. No, the week before we did a review.
Oh, yeah.
Of some like South African band.
Really cool.
And then before that, no, it's South African has been like some sort of theme of ours because before we listened to Little India, which is the main singer is South African too. So
that
like,
was super cool.
Proud South African system we got going on here. And yeah, what else do we do, guys? Come on. Come on, we do more things than that.
We chat.
We do
have fun.
We do talk a lot more than we do stuff, I feel.
It's kind of like a koi therapy.
Sometimes I bring donuts.
Yeah, donuts.
I try my best to make it fun. And then I like, and then I just, yeah.
He's a great supervisor.
Yeah, I supervise the children. All of which are pretty much my age. So that's a thing. Okay, well... Well, people are all going to come flocking now to Volunteer Wednesdays.
If you like music,
if you like music, I feel like on a serious note, I think it's like a really good way to introduce people to the station. Like if you don't know what you're doing and you just want to come and like hang out and just chill out in the lounge and like be a part of the system.
That was basically me. I had like no idea what was happening. I was like, okay, this looks cool. I'll just go.
Just hang out. Like some people just walk in like kind of awkward sheep and they're like, is this Volunteer Wednesday? I'm like, yeah, come on in. Just hang out. Like it's fine. I love it when people like come in and I'm like, hey, do you want a job? And they're like, no. I'm like, okay.
You can
chill in your corner then. Don't
open
worry.
Their newspaper.
Like, yeah, like don't worry about me then. I don't have all these jobs. No, I'm just kidding. I'm not actually that angry. Okay, so with that, yeah. Anybody else want to add anything, by the way? We got some quiet corners over here. Quiet. Oh, everyone's a little radio shy right now. This is everyone's first time? Oh, except for Ola. Ola was on earlier today.
Oh, nice.
24 Hours of Student Power. What show did you do, Ola?
We didn't really have a name, but I just called it like the Motherland section. I just called it the Motherland section. We're not supposed to actually have a name. I did it with Terry. Terry, from, she's from Kenya or something.
Oh, nice.
So we had the AAI, the African Awareness Initiative, and we had the Caribbean and African Awareness Club. Yeah. So they're both student-run AMS clubs, and we just had them over and like talked about what they're about and things like their agendas and stuff.
And awesome stuff like that. Well, that sounds like pretty cool. Okay, we need some stalling time. Anyone have a story? Who has gone to a concert recently? A cool concert? Anyone?
I wanted to go to Drake.
Yeah, I went to a concert.
Okay, where'd you go?
Last Saturday, Watermelon played, as well as Coban. But Coban stopped midway through the set, and it ended a little bit early. But it was a good show. Watermelon played really well.
Why did they stop in the middle of the set? Do we have...
I don't want to start drama.
Oh, okay. Okay, don't. No. Yeah, let's not be those guys.
Where did they play? Just a little art gallery. It was cool.
Nice. Okay. Anybody else? Who else has gone to a good concert lately?
I'm going to Arctic Monkeys tonight.
Ooh. Oh, that is
pretty exciting.
That was it's like a steal to do that, right? Like you gotta get your, you know, you have to kind of like sneak in early on, and then they added like a new date or something, right? Like
yeah,
I know people like who
Wait,
who needed to do. Pardon?
Was it supposed to be yesterday?
There's two.
Saturday.
Yeah, they got it. Was they did what was it? Vogue? Is it Vogue?
Vogue. Yeah.
The smallest, one of the smallest like places. And yeah, and so they had to add another night because it was so popular, which is kind of obvious. I don't know why that wasn't like.
I think that's better than playing it like trying to play it at like Rogers Arena or something. I don't know.
Imagine
like,
Dragons.
Not, like, those bands aren't supposed to be in like arenas. Yeah. To be, like, smaller venues. So I'm happy. Like,
yeah, I agree
with that.
That's what Imagine Dragons are doing, and I'm a little I'm like, I'm not gonna go see them in a stadium. Like they're. Their sound will fill it up, but it's just like it's not Beyonce, you know. They're not gonna have like flashing lights and like they do like this really cool like drum thing though, where they like have like 20 drums. Well, that's such an overstatement, but they have like all these drums and like the singer and the bass player, and everyone's just freaking playing drums, and that's pretty cool. That'd be pretty visual, but I can't see them like filling out a stadium. But who knows? Because they're getting pretty big. So okay, so what are we play next? Let's introduce
next
it.
Next we have Ivory Hours with Two Keys.
And we have Reka with Blackie.
Nice. Very good, ladies. Very good. Okay, here we go. And apparently we're going to keep talking because Lucy can't figure out the board.
Now we can figure that out.
One more person has to tell something so I can figure out what I'm doing right now.
I have an awkward story.
Okay, awkward stories.
I was at the drinking fountain about 10 minutes ago.
What happened?
And this guy came up behind me, and he scared the crap out of me. And I proceeded to just get water all over my face as this hot guy just scared the crap out of me.
That's a good awkward story. That's a nice segue.
Random awkward guy.
I've never met him.
This is a solid representation of what goes on at Weekly Wednesdays. Like, who is attractive in what band and what crazy stuff have we done at concerts and stuff. Okay, we may be back in about 5 seconds if I can't figure this out again, but let's give it another go. So here is Ivory Hours with 2 Keys.
Turn pale. The faces on the walls became my friends. They heard the symphony inside my head. Ooh, you are the missing two, the missing two. Spectre came along, kept me company. She sacrificed her bones for my ivory. Oh, you are the missing two, the missing two.
we're back. So that was once again Rika with Blackie, and before that Ivory Hours with Two Keys. So we are kind of, we're coming to a close of the volunteer weekly Wednesday drop-in crew. Yeah. And yeah, so we were gonna just have a little convo about shows. Who's thinking of having a show? So Maddie was gonna mention some.
Yeah,
she just got a bright idea.
Bright idea for telling my awkward story. I think it'd be kind of cool to have a show dedicated to awkward stories around UBT. So
like people call in.
Listeners write in, call in, and we'll play awkward music.
Yeah, I think that would be...
Maybe a little, couple Flight of the Conchords.
Oh, yeah. I think that would have a high demographic. Like,
yeah,
awkward people listening to awkward stuff.
There's a lot of awkward things that happen.
And Ola, what's your idea for a show?
Mine was kind of like, I was talking with one of my friends, Ibrahim, and he's like this kind of like, I'll call him alternative, but like, he hates being called a hipster and stuff.
So oh, okay.
Like, he's like this really, he's dripping with swag and everything, so we're kind of having this show about like, oh, we talk about like the latest trends and like hip-hop, it's majorly hip-hop music. Local hip hop, and all that stuff. But majorly, it's all about like people that like have lots of swag.
Yeah, that should be the name. People who have lots of swag. And then I'm hoping to have a show called Just Drive, easy listening indie hits. I'm like the lamest one of you guys. You guys have pretty cool ideas. Okay, so thank you everyone for coming. One last goodbye from our weekly Wednesday people. You guys want to say goodbye? Say you guys are a solid awkward crew. And Ola, you're going to finish us off. What's the last song we're going to play here?
Yeah, from We Are the City, Friends Hurt.
Okay, yeah. Thanks so much guys for tuning in. And next up we have UBC Slam. We Are the City with Friends Hurt.
My home videos won't mean a thing in 50 years. That day will come and all I've done will render forgotten.